Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're plunging into the pretty fascinating and honestly quite high stakes world of Ethereum ETH. We've got a recent market analysis here, and it really paints a picture of Ethereum at, well, a truly critical juncture. And look, this isn't just about the day-to-day price swings. It's more about understanding this unique mix of technical signs, big economic news, and just general market feeling. It all seems to have ETH poised for potentially a really significant move.
Yeah, think of Ethereum's price like it's in a, I don't know, a serious chess match right now, maybe stuck in a deep stalemate. Our sources are saying it's not just stuck, but almost cornered.
Mm.
So on one side, you've got this really strong defense line. It's called the point of control, POC, that sits right around $3,750. And that's not just some random number, right?
No, not at all. It's crucial. It's where the most trading volume actually happened historically.
Yeah.
So it's like the market's natural balance point almost, which makes it a kind of a magnet for the price.
And a place buyers are really digging in their heels.
Exactly. They're actively defending that zone. It also lines up, interestingly, with the EMA 8. That's a short-term moving average reflecting the immediate trend.
Okay, so that's the floor, sort of.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, there's this equally tough ceiling, the 0.768 Fibonacci line, right at $3,950. Precision matters here, doesn't it?
It really does. The analysis highlights this as a key retracement level.
Mm.
It's based on these natural market ratios that often act as strong psychological barriers. And $3,950 has just repeatedly stopped upward moves. Dead in their tracks sometimes.
And it's reinforced too.
Yeah, reinforced by the long-term trend line, the LTB. That stretches all the way back from Ethereum's all-time high. So you've got multiple things converging right there.
Wow.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how these specific technical levels are pretty much dictating the whole immediate story. This exact range, $3,750 up to $3,950, it's just so critical because, like the analysis says, the entire market seems to be just holding its breath, waiting.
Like a coiled spring.
Exactly. The tighter gets squeezed, the more energy builds up. Something's got to give, right? And those numbers, they aren't arbitrary. They represent these zones of really intense buying and selling pressure. It makes this a pivotal, almost like binary moment for ETH.
It definitely feels like that classic tug of war you see on the charts. But, you know, the crypto market rarely moves in a complete bubble. What about the bigger picture, the economic stuff that might be pushing or pulling here?
Right, exactly. While the charts define those immediate pressure points, everyone's also watching the external news very closely. We're looking at things like the Federal Reserve's next interest rate decision. That always sets the tone for global risk appetite, you know.
Mm.
How willing are investors to jump into riskier things like crypto?
Always a big one.
Always. And there was also that recent court decision blocking those Trump tariffs, as they were called. Now, that was seen, at least temporarily, as a positive for risk assets generally. And Ethereum seemed to catch a bit of that optimism, kind of riding that wave.
Mm-hmm.
It was also fueled by maybe expectations of a slightly less aggressive Fed, perhaps.
Yes.
And interestingly, comments from some big institutional players, they actually highlighted the resilience of the Ethereum ecosystem.
Really? Even now?
Yeah, even with what they noted was a currently low volume of new dApps, decentralized applications being launched, they still see underlying strength.
Mm. So if we sort of pull back and look at the whole thing, Ethereum's really in quite a delicate spot right now, isn't it? It's not just about lines on a chart. It's this interplay between those technical squeeze points and these big real-world economic shifts. So what are the potential ways this could break? What are the outcomes?
Well, given this delicate balance, yeah, there are basically two main scenarios the analysis lays out pretty clearly, actually. Okay, so the bearish scenario.
Mm-hmm.
If ETH loses that $3,750 support level.
The POC we talked about.
Exactly. And especially if it breaks below that deeper support zone, the golden pocket, around $3,350. Well, that opens the door for what the analysis terms a more accentuated correction.
Meaning a sharper drop.
And essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
A more pronounced downturn. Conversely, though, the bullish side. If ETH manages to successfully break above $3,950.
The Fibonacci resistance.
That's the one. Yeah. If it breaks above that with significant trading volume and, crucially, closes above that long-term trend line from the all-time high, then this powerful technical pattern, the cup and handle, really starts to look valid. It gains traction.
Ah, the cup and handle. Classic bullish sign.
Absolutely. It signals a strong potential recovery, a breakout even. And it could project a path towards potentially a new all-time high, maybe still within 2025.
Okay, so quite divergent possibilities there. So let's bring it back. What does all this mean for you listening in and trying to make sense of it all?
I think this deep dive really shows us that even in these complex, sometimes confusing crypto markets, understanding just a few key technical levels and being aware of those critical outside influences like Fed news, it can actually provide incredible clarity amidst all the noise.
Mm-hmm. It helps you see the specific points where the market kind of has to make a decision. It's like having a roadmap showing the potential junctions ahead.
Definitely. And while we spend time dissecting these immediate pressures, these technical levels, it's also really important to remember Ethereum's bigger story, right? Our sources do point out that even though things like NFTs and decentralized finance, DeFi, might seem a bit lukewarm right now.
Yeah, the activity isn't maybe what it was at the peak.
Right. But despite that, the long-term narrative for Ethereum really does seem resilient. We're apparently seeing large funds quite discreetly adding to their ETH positions.
Quiet accumulation. Exactly. They're clearly eyeing those potential spot ETF approvals, maybe later this year, second half perhaps. Plus, you've got the growing use of layer two solutions, things like Base, Arbitrum, that keeps building the foundation, underpinning that long-term growth story, really reinforcing its fundamental strength beyond just the daily price charts.
Which really brings us to, I think, a crucial question for you to mull over. Given Ethereum's current technical squeeze, this tight range we discussed, and these conflicting signals you've got, you know, the short-term market sentiment maybe being a bit shaky versus the underlying ecosystem growth and the clear institutional interest, which of these forces do you think will ultimately win out? Which one will dictate Ethereum's trajectory in the coming months?